You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Loveville High by Eric Svekar and David Zelnick. Episode 8, The Big Dive.
Hey.
Hey.
You're here. I didn't think you were coming.
I had mom drop me off.
You look good. Or what? I mean, if this were a funeral.
All of my clothes are black now.
Yeah, I missed the bonfire of all the colored clothing. How's the prom look from the bleachers?
Well, let's see. A pregnant girl ran out, and the rumor is her water broke in the coat room. there was some drama on the dance floor. This girl, Amanda, had two boys and one girl having some sort of dance-off on the floor. There's been, you know, romance.
Why are you pointing at me?
I saw you and that kid leaving together. What's his name?
Gendrix. And he's a they, by the way, and they're amazing.
Congrats. And there's me, being stared at by a weird sweaty kid who is now hiding under the food table. How did your date Madison deal with you hooking up with someone at the prom?
Madison and I are just friends.
You sure she feels the same way? Anyway, she and my wannabe boyfriend are now both under the food table.
Good for them.
Yep. Look, you did your due diligence as my brother, and you can go find Gendrix and dance the last dance with them.
Come with me. You came here to do more than watch. No one dresses up for a prom just to watch. Come on.
No.
You love to dance.
Loved.
You and Troy would dominate the dance floor. Sorry, I didn't mean to. It slipped out.
Stop it. This is my new start, so no one looks at me like some widow.
You're in all black.
I'm a goth girl. Invisible.
I can see you.
Easy for you to say. Everything is easy for you.
What does that mean?
We move here and boom, you're in love in one night.
Things are not easy for me, Kat. You know that. Remember when I had to tell mom that I wasn't the completely straight child she wanted? That was a mess. I had to tell her twice.
Yeah, she'd been in a Pinot Grigio Xanax haze for weeks, I remember.
And when Dad left, I was sinking. I was scared all the time. But you're the one who gave me courage. Because the person I am surest of was never mom or dad. It's you. We are going to the dance floor. Troy would not have wanted you to sit and watch.
Troy isn't here to stop me.
Troy was great. He was fun.
Troy was an idiot who dove into a pool at night headfirst and hit the bottom.
Pat, remember the good things, too.
I can't.
When he was excited, he loved to move. He loved to make up silly dances. He loved to drum his fingers on any table, any desk, like he was in a band. His dashboard literally had indentations from his drumming.
You think he's somewhere looking down?
I don't know. But I do know that tonight's the most important night that's ever happened.
Why?
We get a second here without a second chance. It goes so fast. We step out on the floor to dance inside a dream that cannot last. But oh, that dance, that rush, that chance to step in the open. I know inside you's a part unbroken. Come on, let's move.
I'll just stand there.
You're strong, okay? Troy loved how strong you are.
Troy dove in the water, and somehow I'm the one who's sinking.
We risk our everything on everything we love, and know we'll lose. We step out on the stage to play a dozen roles we didn't choose. But oh, that show, that rush to go and step in the open, 'cause deep inside you's a part unbroken. Step in the open, a heart will find how to heal. It's awoken. Step in the
open and soar on the floor, on the floor, on the dance floor tonight.
You make it sound so easy, like sadness is a choice. Where do they go, all those feelings, the love that had a person's name, his name, where does it go, where does it go?
Show everyone who you are, unbroken. Step in the open, a love can never be lost if it is spoken. Step in the open and
And now the moment you've been waiting for. The votes have been tallied, and here are your king and queen. Gendrix Martin.
Woo! Gendrix! That's my person!
And Jane McReynolds.
Yeah, I knew you could do it, Janie! Poor kids rock!
I won.
I won?
I won?
I won, and I'm not fainting.
I think... Don't they pick couples, usually?
I think... Is Johnny excited for me or pissed he didn't win, too?
I think this night is magic.
I think... Here we are.
I look over at this girl and think... Is that Jane?
I look over at this boy. Is that Gendrix?
I think... How weird. We aren't even friends.
I think... They picked me because I decorated.
They picked you because people love you. They picked me to prove a point.
They picked you because you inspire people.
And I get a glimpse. Which, even as it's happening, I know I won't remember. My life I'll graduate.
I'll graduate.
I'll go to Oberlin.
I'll be at OSU.
I'll have a lot of friends.
I'll be lonely at first.
I'll change majors 3 times.
I'll graduate with a degree in pre-med and be a nurse.
I'll move to LA.
I'll come back home. I'll marry my college boyfriend. That won't last.
I'll end up dating several people through my 20s.
And when the kids come...
And when I marry, it'll be into a family with 2 kids already. And they won't like me for a long time. Oh well.
And my second husband will be in the Marines.
And the business I start will do great for a while.
And I'll go back to school to get my MD.
And then it'll fail, and I'll move. First to San Francisco, then to LA.
And my kids will hate me for like 5 years, which will be an eternity. But when my grandkids come, it'll be okay.
And I'll be 50 one day, and then 60, longer than I ever thought I'd live.
I'll have 3 grandkids, one who looks exactly like me.
And when I'm 77?
When I'm 77?
In London, of all places.
Which will have miraculously survived this century.
The droughts and the pandemics.
The wars and collapses.
You and I.
You and I.
We'll bump into each other at a cafe.
And I'll say.
I know you. How do I know you?
And I'll say, where did we meet? Was it 10 years ago at a conference? I'm a doctor.
I ran a medical supply business, so maybe.
But it wasn't that. Was it during the war?
I was in Malaysia then.
Before, during the 40s.
I was raising kids then.
I'm from Ohio.
Me too.
Loveville?
Me too.
No way. We must have known each other.
When I left high school, I never went back to Loveville, so high school?
High school? And then I'll say, oh my God.
I'll remember. Oh God.
The prom.
I was king.
I was queen.
Oh my God.
I feel faint.
I see it all.
The light is too bright.
You look woozy and happy. Are you happy?
I am Jane.
I am Gendrix.
I'm getting woozy.
You're fainting.
I'm fainting. I'm fainting like I did last year. Like Johnny was afraid I'd do. I see Johnny look at me nervous.
I see Corey look at me with love. And I feel...
I feel...
Guys! Help! Jane's fainted!
In that episode, Catherine Gallagher was Katrina, Isaac Powell was Corey, Mason Alexander Park was Gendrix, and Haley Kilgore was Jane. The announcer was Chip Fabrizi.
Sound effects were by Rachel Chauncey, and it was recorded at PPI Studios in Soho.
To buy sheet music or download the script for free, check out our site, lovevillehigh.com, where you can find more about the actors in the project.
And if you liked us, please post about us on your sites of choice and consider leaving us a review.
It truly makes a difference.
See you back at Loveville.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.